Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu urges government departments to embrace digitization for transparent governance. World Radio Day observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extends greetings on occasion. Parliament recesses till March 10th as first leg of budget session concludes. And Nagaland's Yaren Junglai Longkuma appointed additional judge of Guwahati High Court. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has said that it is essential for government departments to modernize and digitize their systems by making the best use of emerging technologies. Addressing a group of probationers of Indian Civil Accounts Service, Indian Post and Telecommunication today, Ms. Murmu urged them to keep themselves abreast of advanced technologies and skills and strive to create more citizen-centric, efficient and transparent governance systems. Today is World Radio Day. It is observed on 13th February every year to raise awareness among the people about the importance of radio and to encourage access to information through radio. It is also a day to remember the unique power of radio, which touches lives and brings people together from every corner of the globe. This year, the theme of the World Radio Day is Radio and Climate Change. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju has said that radio is a trusted source of information, education and entertainment. Inaugurating the Radio Festival 2025 in New Delhi on World Radio Day, Mr. Jaju said, Akashwani is among the largest broadcasting organizations in the world and reaches 98% of the population. He said, radio connects people and plays an important role in fostering connection across nations and communities.
Services division of AIR works round the clock, broadcasting over 607 news bulletins daily for both home and external services. And these bulletins are aired in multiple Indian languages as well as foreign languages, ensuring that the news reaches people in their preferred language and region. And supporting this vast news network are 46 regional news units, which are tailoring content to reflect the national, regional and local affairs based on their newsworthiness.
Speaking on the occasion, Director General Akashwani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gore said, Akashwani is always committed to creating awareness among the people about climate change.
All India Radio has always committed itself towards resilience and bringing about awareness about climate change. As it was mentioned earlier, the reach of Akashwani is almost 90% of the population and 98%, and all the FM part also, it almost covers 75% of the population. So we are reaching everywhere, all parts of the country.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on World Radio Day today. In a social media post, he said that radio has been a timeless lifeline for several people, which informs, inspires, and connects people. He added that from news and culture to music and storytelling, radio is a powerful medium that celebrates creativity. Mr. Modi also complimented all those associated with the world of radio. The Prime Minister has also invited countrymen to share their ideas and inputs for the upcoming Mann Ki Baat program, which will take place on the 23rd of this month. To mark World Radio Day today, Akashwani Kohima is broadcasting a variety of programs throughout the day. On the occasion, Akashwani Kohima spoke to Thungbemo Lotha, the first voice to be aired on All India Radio Kohima in 1963, who recalled the early day of broadcasting. An ardent listener, 89-year-old Mukamchim Imchunga, also shared his thoughts on the importance of listening to radio.
Radio program, লিখা যে ভিডিওটো আমার সাথে আছে, আমি রেডিও শুনিবরে, এটা আমার বেস্ট ফ্রেন্ড আছে।
Akashwani Kohima will present a feature program on the topic Radio, Voices That Connect the World, featuring former and present officials at 7:30 p.m. A special feature on World Radio Day 2025 will also be broadcast at 9:30 p.m. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced the Income Tax Bill 2025 in Lok Sabha today. The bill aims at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax. Speaking on the bill, the minister said that the new legislation has fewer sections and chapters in comparison to the existing Income Tax Act, and it has been simplified for the easy comprehension of common people.
Year after year, many more sections were added. And as it stands today, there are 819 sections. From that 819, we are bringing down to 536. 4,000 amendments have been made from 1961. And all those are being reduced now.
Ms. Sitharaman also rejected objections raised by some opposition MPs regarding the bill. The Lok Sabha went into recess till the 10th of March as the first leg of the budget session of Parliament came to a close. Speaker Om Birla said that the first phase of the session has recorded 112% productivity. He informed the House that 177 members took part for over 17 hours in the discussion over the motion of thanks on the address by the President. He also said 170 members took part in the discussion on the General Budget 2025-26. The report of the Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 has been tabled. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha has also been adjourned to meet again on March 10th after recess. Yaran Jungla Longkumar from Nagaland has been appointed as an additional judge of the Guwahati High Court. The appointment was made yesterday by the President of India. According to a notification issued by the Ministry of Law and Justice, Department of Justice Appointments Division, Ms. Longkumar's tenure as an additional judge will be for 2 years, with effect from the date she assumes charge of her office. The Nagaland Judges Association congratulated Ms. Longkumar on the appointment and said it was a historic milestone, being the first woman judicial officer and among the Nagas to be elevated to a High Court judge. As judicial officer, Ms. Longkumar previously served as Principal District and Sessions Judge Kohima Dimapur, Registrar of Kohima Bench and Secretary Judicial to Law and Justice Department, besides others. The Office of the Principal Accountant General, ANE, Nagaland Kohima, has urged all pensioners who retired prior to June 1, 2017 to submit their pension revision forms by 31st of March. The pension revision was initiated in 2018 following the Nagaland Services Revision of Pay Rules 2017. The office said its revision cell has been functioning for the last 7 years due to delayed submission of pension revision forms. However, it has now been decided to close the cell. Therefore, pensioners who are yet to submit their revision forms are advised to promptly do so by next month, after which the office will not entertain any old revision case. A one-day awareness camp on PM Vishwakarma scheme was conducted at Chessor under Shamator district today. During the camp, several artisans applied for corrective measures in their Aadhaar. Meanwhile, Deputy Commissioner Longleng, the Blue Man Pai Pom, has informed that awareness cum GP onboarding camp for the PM Vishwakarma scheme will be held for Longleng district on 19th and 20th February. To end the news, the headlines again. President Draupadi Murmu urges government departments to embrace digitization for transparent governance. World Radio Day observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extends greetings on occasion. Parliament recesses till March 10th as first leg of budget session concludes. And Nagaland's Yaran Jungla Longkumar appointed additional judge of Guwahati High Court. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a good night.